Yesterday we started a new chapter, and this chapter got to do as far as the rewards of the rawatib are concerned. So rawatib are those sunnah salahs which are read with the farz salah. In other words, we got the two sunnah before fajr, we got the four sunnah before zuhur, then we got the two sunnah after maghrib salah. We're talking about the sunnah mu'akkada, the two sunnah after maghrib and the two sunnah after isha. So you add them up and it becomes 12. And yesterday we explained a hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, a Muslim who performs 12 rakats of optional salah, referring to this sunnah mu'akkada. Why are we referring to it as optional? Because in hadith terms, normally this will be referred to as tatawwu'an, optional as opposed, in this context, as opposed to the faraz being obligatory. In that context, this is optional. But we know it's classified as sunnah mu'akkada, emphasized that a person should be reading this to such an extent that if a person doesn't read this, then he is qabil-e malamat, and he is deserving of rebuke for leaving this out, such a great sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And if he habitually leaves it out, the sunnah mu'akkada, then such a person's testification also won't be accepted in Islamic court. So serious it is to be reading this. It's not something that we just leave out. I don't feel like reading my sunnah namaz after the faras, I just walk out. It's not as simple as that. It is a important, it is emphasized for us to be reading our sunnah mu'akkada salat. Anyway, this hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, a person who performs 12 rakats of this sunnah mu'akkada salat, this optional salah every day, apart from his faras salah, Allah ta'ala builds a house for him in Jannah. Or a house is built, it has to be explained, a massive palace is built for him in Jannah. Not thinking of our houses here and our structures here. This is a palace built by Allah Ta'ala for this person in Jannah, for him reading this sunnah mu'akkada salah. Something so simple. Keep it in mind, and inshallah we'll also have the reward in mind when we are reading the sunnah mu'akkada salah. The next hadith, today's hadith, and Ibn Umar radiallahu anhuma qal, Sallaytu ma'a Rasulillahi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam raka'ataini qabla dhuhri, وركعتين بعدها وركعتين بعد الجمعة وركعتين بعد المغرب وركعتين بعد العشاء متفق عليه. هذا عبد الله بن عمر رضي الله عنهما narrates that I performed with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam two rakats before Zuhar, two rakats after Zuhar, two rakats after Jumu'ah, two rakats after Maghrib, and two rakats after Isha. Here we understand one thing, is that when a person just reads hadith on its own, without looking at the context of the hadith, how it is found in relation to the other hadith, he can just misunderstand. The hadith is saying that I read two rakats before Zuhur Salat. And what we say is four rakats. Because looking at all the hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would read four rakats. So, therefore, we can't just look at one hadith in isolation and say that because of this one hadith, now the two sunnah before Zuhur, these two rakats is not four rakats. Another thing Ulama explained is looking at all the hadith together, here we find that he explained that two rakats after Jumu'ah, two rakats after Maghrib, and two rakats after Isha. The two rakats before Fajr has not been mentioned, and as I explained, only two rakats before Zuhur. So looking at all the hadith, Ulama explained to us what are the sunnah mu'akkada salah. The sunnah mu'akkada are the two before Fajr, the four before Zuhur, the two after Maghrib Salah and the two after Isha Salah. Yes, as I explained, we should try and read the others. And these are the emphasized Sunnah Salah that we shouldn't be missing. So the last hadith, and Abdullah ibn Mughaffal radiallahu anhu qala Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Baina kulli adhanaini salatun, Baina kulli adhanaini salatun, Baina kulli adhanaini salatun, qala fi thalithati liman sha'a muttafaqun alayhi. Hazrat Abdullah ibn Mughaffal radiallahu anhu narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that there is a salah between every two azans. There is a salah between every two azans. There is a salah between every two azans. When he said it the third time, he added, whoever wishes, whoever wills. Who from here knows that what is meant by two azans? Azan we know is one azan. Here Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is saying, Bayna kulli adhanaini salatun, between every two azan there is a salah. two azans referred to in the hadith here is azan and iqama. In hadith, iqama is also referred to as azan. It's also a call to prayer. The iqama that is given is also a call to prayer. The Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is saying that between every two azans, there is a salah. Between every two azans, there is a salah. And you know, the fuqaha made it easy for us as we explained, that what is those salahs between every azan. Now we may ask ourselves, that what about Maghrib salah? Maghrib salah, according to other mazahib, they say that it's encouraged to read two rakats salah before the Maghrib salah is mustahab. We say it is permissible. Maulana Gangohi rahmatullah alayhi explains that it is permissible to read two rakats, but it's not something that's emphasized or something that is preferable. Why we say that? It's because this time for Maghrib salah is very short. The person should read the salah immediately. After that he reads all his extra awabin, his nawafil, etc. So the farz salah is not delayed. However, to read two rakats is permissible. Allah Ta'ala gives us all the tawfiq. See how deen fits so nicely in a puzzle. And spending time with the pious people, a person learns all these masail. Those people that were there present with Hazrat Maulana Yunus Patel, rahmatullah alayh, says one masla that he taught them was this masla, yes. Is that after the Maghrib azan, you know in Saudi Arabia they give some time. So those that want to read two rakats of salah, they can read two rakats of salah. So they had done their tawaf after Asr salah. Now we know after Asr salah to read any salah is makruh. After a person has read his Asr salah, right up to the Maghrib time, to read any salah is makruh. Now after a person has performed. So what about the two rakats wajibut tawaf? The two rakats after a person performs tawaf, when does he read it? Now he did his tawaf after Asr, when does he read it? So after that azan was called out for Maghrib, normally we wait for the salah. So Mawlana told him that in this time now we've got, you can read these two rakats of wajibut tawaf. In other words, it's permissible to read in this time after the Maghrib azan. You don't have to remain sitting. So one masla was taught to those people that were there, that after the Maghrib azan, time is given, then you can read salah. There's nothing wrong with reading salah. So now you can read this wajibut tawaf. Don't delay it. Allah Ta'ala made it such that he taught them a masla also. Therefore, spending time in the company of the pious, you learn so many things apart from benefiting from the company. And shortly thereafter, Mawlana has passed away in the mataf. So here we learn that Allah Ta'ala makes it such that a person whose whole life is teaching people, whole life is inspiring people, his whole life is being a motivation for people, right up till the end also Allah Ta'ala gives him the tawfiq to be that motivation, to be that inspiration for those people. Allah Pak make it such that we also become a motivation, also become an inspiration, so that we have benefit to people and not of harm to anyone. Subhanallah bihamdi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk, subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun al mursaleen, walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.